you will, give me your name and also your title.
Aaron McGinn. I'm the founder and CEO of Early Alert and also the founder of Parenting for Humans.
Welcome to this interview, and I would just like to ask you about this high-risk suicide. I know you have a organization. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, okay? But just maybe answer as to why it is that divorced dads are high-risk for suicide.
Yeah, the risk is really quite high. I mean, men in general are at higher risk of dying by suicide than women, but the risk goes up a lot when they divorce. So divorced men are about 8 times more likely to die by suicide than divorced women, and they're about twice as likely to die by suicide than non-divorced men.
So do you have a reason why divorced dads, is it their mental state, the fact that they've gone through something traumatic?
Yeah, it's a combination of reasons, and they're all really very sad, as you might expect from something like this. So to begin with, men in the U.S. tend to have less close friends and confidants than women. And once married, they tend to focus all of their energy on their family and on their home. And in the course of a divorce, very often what happens is the man leaves the home, becomes disconnected from his kids, obviously disconnected from the ex-wife now. And they're left just very alone in this process with very little support. And at the same time, if you think about what many men are socialized to think of as their role in their life, right, is to provide for their family, take care of their kids, take care of their spouse. And the message that many men receive in the course of a divorce is basically, stay away, and you've been doing a terrible job of all of this. And so a lot of men can find themselves just really without a clear meaning in their life. Their main role has disappeared. They have no good support around them. Oftentimes, men are not really socialized to seek support when they're in a bad state, and they've lost everything that gave meaning to their lives. And from there, you know, it spirals down.
Yeah, so I can see why that would certainly be the case. Now, there are some divorces where the dad, unfortunately, has found another person, and then also divorces. That's not a kind of a situation we're talking about here. We're talking about, right, a dad that has divorced from his wife and now is alone and contemplating suicide. Am I correct?
Well, the suicide risk, just the statistics that I quoted for you, are about everybody, right? All divorced men in general. And of course, within those, there are subgroups, people who have found a new partner, people who haven't, people who have kids, and people who don't. My personal interest and my personal passion is about men divorcing who do have children, because so much of what I work on and focus on in life is helping parents build stronger relationships with their kids. And so in this case, I guess going back to your question, the risk is there. As soon as a separation starts and a divorce starts, and the highest period of risk is during that separation when everything seems really bleak. Later on, if people pass this valley, then things often do get better. People find new meaning, possibly a new partner, or learn how to connect with their kids in case they have been disconnected from them, and life regains color once again. But there's just that initial period where most divorcing people, including men who are fathers, are alone and reeling.
Now, you have created an organization called divorcingdads.org. Tell us about that, and particularly, how can those individuals who might be needing help contact you?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I've been doing work on parenting for a long time, for over a decade now, just helping parents in general connect with their kids better and build stronger and more supportive relationships with their kids. And that work is done through Parenting for Humans. So people interested can go check out parentingforhumans.com. There's all kinds of materials there. And it's all free for people to consume and to learn from. And in the past couple of years, I've gotten very interested in the subject of divorcing dads specifically, and both the risk to the fathers during divorce and the risk to the relationship with the kids, and as a result, the risk to the kids themselves, and the kind of damage that it can do to the kids to be disconnected from a parent, sometimes quite suddenly. And so I created divorcingdads.org that you kindly mentioned. And so the simplest thing to do is just to go to the website and look at it. There are materials there for people to read or listen or see. There's an opportunity to join support groups that are really informal, an opportunity to connect with other people who are going through something similar. And we're instituting a kind of a buddy system where maybe you are going through it right now. Maybe you just learned that the relationship ended a month ago and you're still figuring out what's happening. And you can talk to somebody who's been down that path and is 3 years ahead of you and can give you some perspective and some hope and some support. And maybe down the line, you can support somebody else who's just starting out. So all of these things, they're both materials for people to read or listen to and learn from, but also opportunity to connect with other real people who are either there right now or have been there and have a lot of empathy toward what's going on.
Well, I want to thank you so much for not only being involved in this organization, Divorcing Dads, but also for your concern about dads, particularly as they contemplate suicide, that there is help for them. And of course, this is most timely during Suicide Prevention Month, which is this month of September. It's Dr. Megan, right?
McGinn,
okay. Thank you for correcting me on that so we get it right when we do our news stories. Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best as you pursue these kinds of organizations that will help quite a few. I mean, there's a lot of divorce going on in this country. We thank you for your time and your concern.
My pleasure. Likewise. Thank you very much for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.